Welcome again to Interop Bridges TV. I'm Craig Kitterman with the Interop team at Microsoft, and I have with me today Morten, known on the internet as Morten, but I'll let you introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Morten Rand Hendrickson. I'm, as you say, I'm known as Morten, that's M-O-R-1-0, because that's my name, so that's the only way I'll ever get people to write it correctly is by using 1-0 instead.
It definitely helps avoid confusion.
Yes.
So, so you're kind of a somewhat of a guru, at least as far as I'm concerned, in the WordPress world. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing, particularly in the realm of WordPress?
Sure. I like you said, I've worked with WordPress exclusively right now. I run a small company called Finkanilla Media, and we develop websites for small, medium, and large companies. Like, we do everything from mom and pop shop that takes pictures to a Norwegian bank and everything in between.
Okay.
So, nice breadth. And we try to provide solutions that are easy for the end user to use. And that's the reason why we're using WordPress right now, is because it provides a very intuitive user interface for the person that ends up owning the website. And we're running off the policy that we build websites for people so that they don't have to deal with us.
Got it.
When they're done. Right, and WordPress is the easiest way of doing that right now.
That makes sense. I mean, that makes sense. From a customer point of view, that's a pretty powerful, statement.
Yeah, and it's also because I'm not a content guy. I don't want to manage people's content. Right. I want to build really cool websites, and when I'm done building them, I want to just pass them on, and then say, come back to me in 2 years when you want to redesign it, or when you want to add new features, right?
Cool. So I know we've been talking a lot about, cloud and the way things are going, and evolution, and particularly around Windows Azure. So I know you've had some really cool ideas lately about how to evolve your business and what you're trying to do and take advantage of some of that power of the cloud. So tell me a little bit about those ideas.
Yeah, so the challenge when you're building websites in general is that you need to have somewhere to host them. And because we're a very small company, the hosting has usually been something we moved on somewhere else. We use a third-party host, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you then have, let's say, 50 or 100 clients, and they're hosted all over the place, it gets hard to manage, especially when you're using a platform like WordPress or Drupal or any of the other open-source platforms, because they evolve so quickly that there's constant updates.
Right.
And every time there's an update, you have to go into that site and do the upgrade manually, or you have to instruct your client on how to do that. And some of them are really timid about, clicking the button that says you need to update right now.
Right.
The other problem is that you kind of lose control, because each individual site, depending on what host they're hosted under, might have restrictions on how it works, right? They might have locks on certain features, so you have to kind of customize the environment for each individual site, which is just a lot of extra work.
Sure.
So what people are starting to do is that they're, instead of hosting people all over the place, they just buy one big hosting platform, usually some sort of virtual shared hosting or virtual private hosting or even a private host.
Okay.
And they put one installation of WordPress on it, but they set it up as a multi-site. And what a WordPress multi-site is, basically you have a core installation of the software itself, and then the core installation has a database that tells it there are, let's say, 50 sub-sites under this. So you have just the core files, and then all these 50 sites pull the core files and display as individual sites. Now, just the description kind of calls out a problem, right? Because if you have 50 sites and they all get, let's say, 1,000 visits at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you have 50,000 visitors,
right?
Sourcing the same files.
Got it.
Which, and the same database, which means you get this huge server load very quickly, especially if you have one or two sites that are super attractive and very active, right? And that's kind of the whole point of building a website,
of course.
So what people are doing is they're moving to these very large hosts. Huge large hosts with massive storage, huge pipes going out, and they're paying a lot of money for solutions that are really enterprise-size solutions for something that really shouldn't be.
I see.
It should be something small and handleable, because you're only dealing with maybe 100 clients. But because of the sheer traffic and the server having to feed out these files without crashing, you need this massive host, right?
Yep.
And that's where the cloud comes in. With the cloud, you're no longer working with one file in one location that gets pulled by a million different units. You're dealing with a file in the cloud. So however many you need, that's how many exist, and you're pulling them from different locations. And so what happened was, I wanted to expand and take control of my environment and literally host all my clients myself. And I was looking at virtual private hosting and private hosting and kind of seeing that this wouldn't work. And then I started looking at the options for scalable cloud hosting instead. And that's where Azure came in. Because Azure allows me to do proper scaling based on traffic so that I can actually set something up and then kind of program it based on what's going on, right?
Right.
And I can easily add new clients and then just up the share as things progress or take it down if things don't progress.
Sure. So there's a lot of different, cloud, offerings out there. So when you think about Azure versus, some of the other offerings out there that have similar types of services, what is kind of the most compelling part about the Windows Azure story?
Well, I was looking at some different options. And some of the other options, they basically offer you cloud storage, mm-hmm. right? So you buy cloud storage, and then you install Apache on it, or install Linux on it, or install something. You know, install an operating system, spin it up, and then run it. The problem is then you're installing this entire little universe of your own, which means you're now responsible for managing that little component. You now have a virtual computer somewhere. You need to manage it. You need to upgrade it. You need to, things go wrong. You have to log in and make sure that it's...
Right.
There are inherent problems in it. And it's almost like you bought yourself private hosting without management.
Exactly.
Right? So when something goes wrong, you can't call someone and say, can you restart it? You have to go and do it yourself. Whereas when you're working in Azure, it's an entirely different situation. You deploy a package, and then that package runs. If it goes down, you just restart it, right? And there are two compelling parts to it. One is that you can do that. You can also update it by, let's say you have one deployment that's actually active, and then you can upload a test environment.
Yeah,
and swap
staging,
them. Yeah, you can stage it, and then you can just swap it.
Yep.
So you can do the upgrade seamlessly. And you can fire up several instances, so even during the upgrade, you then make sure that there's no lapse anywhere, right?
Right.
And the other compelling part is silly, but it's true. I now rely on Microsoft to make sure that things run smoothly, and I trust Microsoft enough to know that they're not going to screw me over, right? So it's one of those things where I go to a host, they might do something weird, or their data center burns down. It happened to me. There was a data center we were using that actually caught fire.
Wow.
And everything just disappeared for like a week, right? I know that, there's some security in this, that stuff like that won't happen. So I can build, it's basically this. I'm building a garden just for me mm-hmm. and my clients that has a nice wall around it. I control it, but the garden is kind of the security and management of the garden is run by a very large company that won't go under anytime soon. And they also make sure that it works.
Yep. Got it. Okay, that makes sense. So the other thing that I find interesting here is I think a lot of people may be watching or thinking, wait a second here, WordPress runs on PHP. What are you talking about running WordPress and PHP on Microsoft, on Windows Azure?
Why not?
So
See, for me, the only thing that matters is that what comes out the end works, right? And it shouldn't actually matter where you run it. Azure runs PHP just fine. Just like Windows Server runs PHP just fine. Just like a Linux server runs PHP just fine. This isn't a question of whether or not you're running it on the right platform. The question is, does it work the way you want it to?
Right.
And in the end, is this solid? Will this actually provide the service I need for my clients? Will my clients be able to access it? Like, where it lives doesn't really matter as long as it works. And from what I've tested and what I know, right now, the Azure platform is the right place to be. So what I'm trying to do is actually build out a scalable solution in such a way that I can go to all my peers and say, what you're doing now with the private hosting is super expensive and it's really clunky. You can do this instead. This is an option. It's not the only option.
Right.
It's not necessarily the ultimate option,
right.
But it's a real option that you can choose from. And it's something that currently people aren't doing, but it's more because they don't know they can. Right? So I'm just trying to make people aware of what is possible.
Got it. Cool. yeah, I think there's definitely a lack of awareness in that area, particularly around PHP. So, you know, we appreciate what you're doing, and we're super excited to see everything come to life.
Yeah, I hope that we can get this. Like, we have some small elements that need to be sorted out. But my plan is to have this, my entire business, move to Azure, running a multi-site under WordPress completely seamlessly within the beginning of the summer.
Awesome.
And that'll actually be up live, and I'll move everything over there.
Awesome.
And then all my clients will be happy, and then I'll be happy because I don't have to deal with all this crap anymore. And whenever WordPress rolls out an update, I'll just click update once, and everything gets updated at the same time.
That's awesome. So, where can folks learn more about your business and how to get in touch with you?
The easiest place is to go to Design This Philosophy. That's my blog.
Okay.
So it's just designthisphilosophy.com, and there I write about everything. So when this Azure thing actually works, there will be articles about it. My company website is pinkandyellow.com.
Okay.
And you can also find me on Twitter at Morten.
Morten. All right.
MOR10.
Awesome. Thank you, Morten, for your time. And thanks again for joining us on InteropBridges TV.